From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Kabul is reported on edge after three deadly attacks hit the Afghan capital on Friday. Insurgents carried out a series of suicide bombings in and around Kabul Friday that killed more than 50 people, including nine at a U.S. military base. The civilian death toll is the highest the United Nations mission in the country has recorded for Kabul in a single day since 2009. Dr. Kamaruddin Siddiq is an advisor to the Afghan health minister.
We had not been witnessed such big explosion that had very, very serious damages both on the economic and building infrastructure damage, as well as human casualties.
It was the first major wave of violence since the Taliban recently confirmed the death of its founder, Mullah Muhammad Omar. The developments also raise questions about the future of the insurgent group's peace talks with the Afghan government. Hundreds of mourners turned out for the funeral of a Palestinian man badly burned in a firebomb attack on his home last week. Saeed Dawabsha died of his injuries early Saturday, according to his family and the hospital where he was being treated. Suspected Jewish extremists are accused in the July 31st pre-dawn attack. Assailants hurled firebombs into a bedroom of Dawabsha's home in the West Bank village of Duma. His 18-month-old son Ali died in the fire. His wife and their 4-year-old son were seriously injured and are still being treated at an Israeli hospital. This is VOA News.